This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And now it's time to chat to Dr. Wendy Christine from Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, Dr. Christine. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Anton. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So today we are discussing preventative medicine. So, Dr. Christine, why should we be talking about something like preventative disease?
So the world is facing unprecedented rises in chronic lifestyle-related diseases. If you look at the statistics, chronic diseases on the rise. So instead of getting better, it's actually getting worse, and you have more and more people with chronic disease. And it's affecting people at younger ages than before. So even young children and young adults are being diagnosed with conditions like obesity and type 2 diabetes. And in 2019, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that many young adults aged 18 to 34 had one or more chronic health condition. And so this is quite a worrying statistic. It's, you know, if we don't make preventative changes, proper preventative changes, then we're not going to be able to curb this rise in chronic disease. And us, for our own health and for our future generations, we need to be concerned.
Absolutely. So what lifestyle-related diseases are becoming more common?
So if we're looking across the globe, it's not just in South Africa, but everywhere, type 2 diabetes is on the rise, obesity, heart disease, stroke, certain cancers, anxiety and depression, that, you know, mental health illnesses are definitely on the rise as well. Many more people are struggling with fatty liver disease, and then chronic inflammation related conditions. So a lot of autoimmune conditions, arthritis, even obesity is a form of inflammation in the body.
I must tell you, I was very surprised that a recent study that was done showed that when they took two groups of people and one group was told to avoid social media, for instance, they afterwards noticed that the anxiety and depression levels in those that stayed away from things like social media or really, really curbed their social media engagement, they were far less anxious and depressed. So that's just very interesting. It's like a modern day thing that was never part of our lives in the past. But,
exactly.
Yeah. So
it does put a lot of pressure on us, and the chronic stress is one of the big reasons that these things develop as well.
So how do these diseases develop?
So a lot of these are slow. They progress very slowly over a period of time, but mostly they're connected to our daily habits and the environment we live in. We just spoke about the stress, but we live in a fast food world. You know, we can drive through the drive-through. We don't even have to get out of our cars. And we can eat a lot more processed foods. There's a lot more ready-made foods that you can just grab and go. And I think we are exposed to too many of those foods and too many other lifestyle factors that are contributing to these chronic diseases.
And when it comes to treating, you know, long-term disease and stuff like that, obviously it's expensive.
It is very expensive. So the cost of treating chronic disease is actually more expensive than preventing it. And we're looking here at emotional and social impact as well, but it can reduce our quality of life and it can reduce our productivity. So, then it costs companies money as well. We have this increased reliance on medication. So there's a lot of money that gets paid out for medication every month. And then there could be long-term serious complications. So you might have more hospital visits or more doctor's visits because of these additional complications that come with chronic disease.
So what does disease prevention focus on?
So it focuses on helping people to stay healthy before the serious disease develops. And it focuses on spotting the risks early so that we can avoid disease where possible. We want to deal with the health problems before they become severe. And we actually want to even start behaving in ways that prevent us getting the symptoms. But by the time we've got symptoms, it's far too late. Then you're in disease management, not disease prevention. And so it shifts our focus from not only treating that illness, but to supporting the overall health and well-being. Mm-hmm.
We must really get into the habit of noticing what we put into our bodies, because when it comes to food, like you just mentioned, many times you've got illnesses and stuff that you wonder where it's from. And then it's actually only because of something that you eat that doesn't go well with your system. So focusing on food labels, for instance, is actually very important.
Yeah. Food labels, what we're consuming. I think we have the most control over what we put into our mouths. You know, we don't necessarily have control over the pesticides that are sprayed in the environment or the changes that are happening to the soil and the nutritive value of our foods. Mm. But we absolutely can control what we are consuming every day.
So what does prevention include?
So it includes encouraging healthier eating habits. So it's educating people. It's teaching them what is healthy food. I work with a lot of people every day, and it's amazing that people think what people think is healthy, and it's not necessarily the healthiest options. So it's about making sure that we are actually eating well. Then we need to promote regular movement, so our exercise or the type of movement that we're doing. We don't have to be gymming for hours every day, but are we moving? That's very important. We want to be supporting our mental and emotional well-being. We want to improve our sleep, because sleep plays a vital role in many of these factors. You know, if we're not sleeping well, it switches on inflammatory processes. You know, our brains don't detoxify well. Our bodies don't detoxify well. So a whole lot of things don't work well if we're not sleeping. We need to reduce our stress levels, because this chronic stress is really contributing to a lot of inflammation and disease. And we need to create healthier communities and workplaces.
Yeah. So why is this approach so powerful?
So prevention works because these small changes, consistently done, make a big difference over time. So we don't need to make extreme changes. We want to be making simple daily habits that turn us in the right direction. So if you imagine a ship on the sea, that little rudder at the bottom that needs to turn the ship doesn't turn the ship around immediately. It takes time. It's a progression. And we want to incorporate simple daily habits, so that we're making sure that maybe we need to get to bed half an hour earlier every day. Maybe we need to switch off the social media, because that is definitely adding to our stresses. Maybe we need to put in some boundaries. We need to look at the things in our lives, each of our individual lives, because we are so different, that will help us to make sure that we are making the right choices every day.
So I think we all know that saying that it's not about quantity, it's about quality. So why is living longer not enough?
Because we can live very long lives, but we can live very long unhealthy lives. And then our quality, as you just said, of life is no good. So, if we're in constant pain, we can't move because our bodies are too sore or we're too obese, then it's going to be really, our existence is not going to be very pleasant. So we want to be able to make sure that the days that we have left in our lives actually are quality days, and that we can feel well and healthy, and that we can enjoy those days. The saying that I found here was that healthcare should not only be about adding years to your life, but also adding life to your years. Mm. And I think that just rounds it off so perfectly.
Absolutely. So if people want to get in contact with you, Dr. Christine, how can they do that?
They can contact me on my business WhatsApp line, which is 082-476-4933, or email that's my website address. They can contact me via that as well, www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za, or they can email me at wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll chat again next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.